Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I am Dana K. White. I share my personal deslobification process as I figure out ways to keep my own home under control. I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people, people who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me today. This is podcast number 309, and I'm calling it, Keys to Using Awkward Pauses. So we're going to talk about awkward pauses today. We've talked about awkward pauses. It's one of my strategies is looking for the awkward pauses in your day to get things done. But I'm not just going to leave it at that. And I never have just left it at that, because that sounds an awful lot like some advice that I had been given many times that didn't make any sense to me. People would say things like, oh, you know, just every time you do this, also do this. And I was like, what? Who thinks that way? And I didn't think that way. So I'm going to go into this. What I mean when I say awkward pauses is those moments in your day where it feels like I don't have anything to do right this second, but I'm going to have something to do in about 2.5 minutes. There's lots to be done, but this isn't enough time to get it all done. Examples would be in that moment when you've dropped one kid off at school or at a practice and you run back home to get the other one, assuming they're old enough to be home by themselves, right? But I'm running home to get this one to go do such and such, or I picked up, you know, my kid at this, well, whatever. Okay. You know what the awkward pauses are, right? Like, they're just those moments in your day where you're like, yeah, technically I have a moment. It's not enough time to actually do anything. I had to realize that those awkward pauses are actually very valuable once I understood what needed to be done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about using the awkward pauses, like, so that they don't just get wasted. Because that was one of those things that would get frustrating. Because I'm like, I have a moment. There's not really anything I can do. So it's like all those moments added up, maybe I had 30 free minutes in a day. But when it was 3 minutes here and 5 minutes there and 7 minutes here and whatever adds up to 30, and then nothing happens during those times, because what's the point of even trying, because it's not that much time? It's like, blah, right? It's that frustrating feeling. So wanted to talk about this again because it's something I've been thinking about. I have had a strangely busy week. Do you ever have those where you're like, how, what, wait, what? I thought I was going to have time to get some stuff done this week, and I have not. So as y'all know, I turned in my, I think I told y'all that, right? Have I told you that I turned in a book manuscript? Maybe I've been calling it a project. Oops. Anyway, so I turned in a book manuscript. Don't get excited. It will not come out for almost a year. So, because that's how traditional publishing works. Anyway, but I turned in my big project, 2 weeks ago yesterday, I think, as I'm recording this. And I thought I was going to have all this time. And then I didn't, because I had scheduled all kinds of things trying to catch up from it. So it has been a little bananas. It's been an extra busy week. And then we're having our bathroom redone. And that means everything has been an upheaval. And add to the mix, our church is doing they call it Disciple Now weekend for teenagers. And we haven't actually done this in the time that I've had kids in youth, but they're doing it again for the first time in a long time. And it's where the kids, like different ages or whatever, get split up and go and stay in different homes. Well, our home is one of the homes, which, can we all just have a moment of where I was probably even 10 years ago, where this would have sent panic into my heart on any normal day where everything was going beautifully. normal week where everything was just la easy, whatever. And now I'm like, oh, sure, of course, yeah, you can use our house. And even in the midst of a busy week, it's just normal stress. It's not crazy, oh my goodness, what have I committed to? I've got to completely redo how we've always done everything in our entire house. Like, that's a big deal. And I do not take it lightly. So I know I'm kind of bragging. I'm also, this is my podcast about this kind of stuff. So I feel like I'm hoping that it's encouraging to you that it really is possible to go from not wanting to open your front door and never having people over, or if I was going to have them over, it was this humongous overhaul dig out session first, to, yeah, we can have 16-year-old boys stay at our house. Yeah, sure, no problem. I mean, like, it's a big deal. Anyway, but we have that this weekend. So yes, there are 16-year-old boys that they can just sleep wherever on the floor, but I do want to have bedrooms for the leaders. And we actually have bedrooms now, right? Like, we have a guest room, and then we have another room for a college kid that's not here. Although strangely, he actually will be here tonight. But you know, it's just this crazy bananas kind of weekend. And then we have, my husband and I have been staying in the guest room and are just moved out of that today. So it was kind of what I assume normal people go through in bananas times, right? So I needed to move us out of the guest room back into the primary bedroom where my husband and I stay. Although technically the painters were still doing the second coat of paint in the bathroom. And so then that, which I also learned this week from one of my kindred spirits, that I think in England, y'all tell me if I'm wrong, you will, you always do. I think she was calling her painters the decorators, and I really like that a lot better. So the decorators were here, and so I can actually put things in the bedroom, but it's okay because it's boys. I don't really care if everything looks amazing, but I had a lot of rearranging to do, right? Like the moving us out, the changing the sheets, the making sure. And in the midst of that today, my daughter and I had breakfast this morning because she's a senior. And here's my one, I don't give parenting advice, but here's my one piece of parenting advice. When your kid is a senior, put it on the schedule to, we call them adult conversation breakfasts with my boys. I had adult conversation lunches once a week, but for her, because they had early release, she has late arrival as a senior. And so, you know, we go to breakfast. Well, guess what? I'm not going to push off because this kid is graduating in just a few months, right? Like, so we had breakfast and then we came back home. So with breakfast, we left at 7:30 and got back home, I think probably 8:20, and then 9:25, I was going to need to take her to school because her car is in the shop. And then, you know, it was just, it's all these little chunks of time. And you go, I've got so much to do today. And ahead of time, I had been thinking, how am I going to get this done? Because I have lots of things on my schedule today. And yet these things have to be done before people show up to sleep here tonight, right? And we got home, I had 30 minutes. And I went, okay, this is a decent awkward pause, right? Like, I felt like there is so much more than 30 minutes worth of work to be done today, trying to get these rooms rearranged and all that kind of stuff done. Yesterday, I did wash the sheets because, you know, it was a different pair, a set of sheets that were going to go on the bed that my husband and I have been in. So we were still able to have sheets on our bed last night. But the other room that just has the one set of sheets, I'm like, took those off, used the other, made sure that I had things done, and did that in the midst of an awkward pause yesterday, because yesterday was extra bananas, right? But it's that change in a mindset of every little thing that I do that moves me toward my overall goal is something that I can do in an awkward pause. Instead of the not knowing what to do before and trying to put everything off until I could do it all at once and really truly, you know, but now that I understand how to move forward in things, and I don't know if I'm making any sense or not, but whatever. Anyway, that mindset. So I was like, I don't have enough time to do all the things that I need to do, but I do have a 30-minute awkward pause, which is kind of a big one. So I am going to do what I can, but I'm going to complete small things as opposed to starting and having to abandon big things. Okay. So in that 30 minutes, I was like, I am going to first get all of our dirty clothes put together and taken down to the laundry room. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to gather up dirty clothes. Because in my mind, you know, I have time passage awareness disorder. And I'm like, that's going to take forever because there's a lot of dirty clothes because we've been living up there for a week and a half or whatever. And I'm just going to get those things together. And if that's all I'm able to do, that is at least one less thing that I'll have to do this afternoon when I'm scrambling and trying to get things ready. So if that's all I'm able to do, which I knew I'd be able to do more than that, but I'm at least going to do that. And I'm going to do that all the way, as opposed to just moving things into piles of stuff to do later. I'm going to get all the dirty clothes and take them all the way to where they need to go to be washed. That is the thing. Okay. And then I was able to, I got that done and I still had a lot of time. So I'm like, okay, what is the next thing that I can do all the way to move me toward the overall goal? Okay. Okay. I can gather up our stuff from the bathroom that now needs to be used by them. And we're going to start using a different bathroom that's downstairs, still not our actual bathroom. But I'm going to, so I put all of our stuff into the box that was still in there from when I'd brought it up, got all our stuff and put it in there and took that all the way down to the other bathroom that we're going to be using. There's still more to do upstairs, but it's like I'm going to complete a small task so that when I have to stop because this awkward pause has been used up, I've moved myself forward in the overall big daunting thing that I need to do. Spoiler alert, I was able to get almost everything I needed to do done in the 30 minutes. But in the last 4 minutes, I had realized, okay, I've got 4 minutes left. And so I was able to change the sheets on the queen size bed in the one room, in the guest room. And then in the other room that the leader is going to be sleeping in, I hadn't done anything yet in there. And I was like, okay, I've only got 4 minutes. I thought, okay, what can I do? I can at least get the sheets on the bed because that has to be done. What is the thing that has to be done? What is a small thing that has to be done for the bigger project? Okay, I can do, well, of course I was able to get it actually done in the 4 minutes. Surprisingly to me, I think I even had a minute to spare. But it's that breaking things down and saying what has to be done that I can complete in the midst of an awkward pause. And the more that I use my awkward pauses, the more that I recognize an awkward pause when it happens. Because sometimes that's the hard thing, right? Is you don't realize that this is an awkward pause I could use. I think awkward pause is a Seinfeld reference, isn't it? I won't go into what it was because it might not be appropriate. But anyway, those of y'all who are Seinfeld people, which I know there's a lot of you out there, you know that a lot of my little phrases come from that, right? Anyway, so the awkward pause, I recognize it and I see it and I realize, oh, I could do something constructive in this time because I have used awkward pauses in the past. Every time I use awkward pauses, it makes it more natural to recognize and then think to use an awkward pause in the future, okay? And so much of this on a daily basis is knowing what needs to be done, which goes down to the four basic habits, which if we boil it even further down, the two most important habits that I know if I want my house to stay under control or get back under control if it's gotten out of control, the two most important things that I need to be doing on a daily or as close to daily basis as I possibly can, y'all say them out loud. Okay, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Do the dishes and do a 5-minute pickup. Y'all know how much I love summer. And summer's coming. I definitely like to get a few new fun summertime pieces. So I really try to follow my one in, one out rule in my closet. I especially love to replace worn out pieces of clothing with high quality pieces that I know I will love for the long haul. On the Quince website, I searched for wide leg pants to have something cool and comfy for summer travel. And I found the perfect navy pair in European linen that were less than $40. That's really the best part. Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they partner directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. I love that. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to Quince.com quince.com/clean for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/clean to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/clean. I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I used the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. It's a little bit scary to send your kids out on their own into the big wide world. As mine head into their next adventures, I definitely think through whether I've prepared them for all the things that are going to come their way. Do they know how to manage money? Do they know how to budget? What about investing for the future? Greenlight can help your children get ready. Their debit card and money app is made for families. With instant money transfers, you can send your kid a recurring allowance to their Greenlight debit card. It truly is so easy to use and customized to fit your family's needs. It's great to have someone else backing up mom and dad when it comes to the money talk, and Greenlight plays that role. Your kids will be able to build financial literacy and independence by learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. The Greenlight app also comes with a game that teaches financial literacy. Level Up helps kids build money confidence through videos, challenges, mini games, and more. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/clean. That's greenlight.com/clean to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/clean. If I have a 5-minute awkward pause, I can do the whole entire 5-minute pickup. If I have a 3-minute awkward pause, the more I've been doing 5-minute pickups, the more I know the power of it. And the more that I see, you know what? I could do a 3-minute pickup during this 3-minute awkward pause, and it will make an impact, right? So knowing that a 5-minute pickup and doing the dishes are the number one and two things that need to be done in my house if I want it to be under control, mean that when I have a moment, I don't have to go, because here's what I would used to do. I would used to look at my overwhelmingly messy house and think, yeah, I've got 3 minutes, but 3 minutes will not make a dent. 3 minutes will not make an impact. What's the point? Like, why would I even start? Why would I even take these 3 minutes to do anything when it's this disastrous? But the reality is that a 5-minute pickup works whether I'm using it to maintain the progress that I've made or I'm completely overwhelmed and it's a way to do something for 5 minutes. It is shocking the power of 5 minutes. Whether you've already decluttered or you're hoping to declutter in the future or you're trying to gear yourself up toward decluttering, 5 minutes is so incredibly powerful. And the more often that I do that, the more I acknowledge that I've got 5 minutes, I've got 6 minutes, I can do a 5-minute pickup. And every time I do one, my house is better off and it is moving on the path toward either some, you know, getting to the point where it's under control or I'm maintaining the progress that I've already made. Okay. So knowing that is the battle. It honestly is. I'm not going to say it's half the battle. You know, I know doing it, but knowing what matters, knowing that dishes done equals a house that I can actually live in and it is the game changer, okay, is keeping the dishes done, then it means that when I have 2 minutes of an awkward pause and I'm overwhelmed, look at my house, I say, okay, well, if I can wash 3 dishes completely and get them put away, then that is moving a little bit forward on this thing that has to be done for my house to be under control, right? Is the dishes. In 3 minutes, I can probably actually get more than three dishes all the way done and put away. But knowing that that's the thing, that is how it makes it possible for me to use awkward pauses. It is a mindset shift compared to what I used to have, is this understanding of the power of doing things in my home in a way where I'm only making forward progress. There is so much power in forward progress being my strategy. And thinking of that instead of what I used to do would be to do this big, fancy start to a project. And what I mean by that is pulling everything out of a space and thinking, okay, this is the way to start what's going to be a huge change in my home. I'm going to empty out this cabinet completely so that I can, you know, do everything properly and get it scrubbed down before and then I'm going to put back my favorite. That just never ended well. That was every time I decluttered, I ended up making a bigger mess. That was it had to get worse before it gets better, that I am so anti now that I understand the power of the no mess decluttering process, which I made up as I did it the wrong way for so many years and then figured out what actually did work. This progress only strategy in my home is ideal for awkward pauses because I see the value in doing small things completely as opposed to big projects started but then abandoned halfway through. Okay. So when I'm thinking along the lines of, okay, every tiny step that I complete all the way is powerful. Every time I take something immediately to its home that's either established or I identify it according to where I would look for it first, my decluttering question. Every time I take one item, that has value because it is a completed step. Every time I do that, then I see, oh, 2 minutes is enough time to take this one item all the way to, you know, across the house and, you know, or even more often 3 feet away, right? I can take this item all the way there. And that is one item that has been completely taken there now. And I can do that in the 2 minutes. So I've done a couple of one hour better coaching sessions on YouTube recently. And I know there are some of you who listen to the podcast and some of you who watch YouTube and some of you who do both. But anyway, for those of you who don't know, I do these 1 hour better sessions. And I coach people through, you know, work decluttering their space using the no mess decluttering process for 1 hour and see what we can get done. It's always amazing what we can get done. And one of the things that I do is, you know, when they say, oh, well, this item, you know, I would look for it first in such and such place, but you probably don't want me to go there right now because we're, you know, in the middle of this session. And I'm like, no, that's actually exactly what I want you to do right now. I want you to go and take it there now. And then I will note the time when they left and the time when they get back and tell them, did you know that only took you 90 seconds? Or did you know that only took you 70 seconds? I can't remember the exact amount of time, but I did one. The last one that came out several weeks ago was we were decluttering in her basement. She was amazing. She did a great job. We were decluttering in her basement and she had a lot of supplies for, she works with horses. And there was something that she came across. She said, well, actually I would look for this in the barn. And I'm like, well, where is the barn? Well, it's 75 feet away, but it's in a separate building or whatever. And I said, why don't you go take it there now? And I'm going to time how long it takes. So she went, she came back and she said, yeah, actually I spent the majority of that time fiddling with the lock because there was some issue with the lock to get in the gate, to get through to the barn. But she came back and y'all, I think it was less than 2 minutes. And it's that, oh yeah, that's right. Every time I do this, every time I time a task, every time I take it there now and pay attention to how long it actually took me, as opposed to what I assumed it would take. I mean, I would assume that taking something all the way out to the barn and putting it where it's supposed to go is going to take me 15 minutes. I mean, that's just how my brain works, right? But every time I actually do the take it there now and pay attention to how long it took, then when I have an awkward pause, I'm like, I've got 90 seconds. I can do a lot in 90 seconds. Well, I could take this item to its home and then that item is done, and this space is one item less. It is one item gone better. You know, it's better because one item has been gone. And that takes me so far, ultimately, in my home actually starting to get under control, is to see the value of these small bits of things done all the way. Okay. So knowing what needs to be done is key. Doing things in a forward progress only way. Okay. What can I do that is a small piece of the large thing that needs to be done, but I can do this small piece all the way in this bit of time that I have. Okay. Again, small things done completely is so much more valuable than big things done halfway. Okay. And that means that these awkward pauses are ideal for that, right? They're ideal for me to do little bits and pieces completely of the overall project.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A life of awkward pauses, and I would say a lot of people listening feel like you live a life that's busier than you wish it was, and you feel like the only time I ever have is awkward pauses. That's it, okay? If you live a life of awkward pauses, project brain, which a lot of us have who struggle with clutter, project brain brings disaster. Okay. So it's another reason to identify that maybe project brain, which is a wonderful thing to have in other situations, maybe at work, maybe, you know, for big things that you're coordinating and leading, that in my home, I need to identify that I am approaching something with my project brain and I need to not do that, because if all I've got is awkward pauses, project brain is not the way to go. Now, what do I mean by project brain? So I am good at projects. I like to take on big things like directing a play or writing a book, or, you know, a lot of you are artists. And so you take on, creating something beautiful. And I am good at projects because I like to plan it out. I like to then figure out how to execute the different phases of the project. And then I like to enjoy the results. And then I like to be done, right? I realized that a big part of my struggle in my home was that because I am successful at executing projects, at planning and implementing and, you know, finishing and evaluating and all that kind of stuff with projects, I would think, okay, well, I can do this thing in this other context of my life. I'm going to apply that to my home. And so I would make a big plan for what I was going to do in my house. And then I would try to execute the plan and then want to be done when it was over and rest because I'd finished the project of my house, except that my house is not a project. It is an ongoing thing that requires little bits of maintenance all the time in order for it to not get out of control. And so treating my house like a project had done more harm than good. And so if you are listening to what I'm saying and you're thinking, oh, but awkward pauses can't work for me because what works best for me is when I have an entire weekend with nothing else to do but work on my house, it might. Like that did work well for me. It never actually did, but I felt like it worked well for me in the time periods in my life where I actually could block off an entire weekend. But then I got to time periods in my life where I couldn't block off weekends anymore. And I realized, yeah, by putting things off for when I'm going to have time to do it, I was just piling on more and more and more. And it was getting more overwhelming, which made me estimate that I needed more time, which made me then not do anything. You know, so it's just this never ending cycle that just was really negative, right? And resulted in my house being a disaster. So identify that if you are good at projects, it is possible that you are looking at your house that way. And ultimately, it comes down to focusing on what I can do versus what I can't do. This has been a mindset shift I've had. I've probably had it over the last 14 years, but in the last couple of years, it's something that I've identified as being super powerful. And that is, what can I do now versus what can't I do? I need to look for and identify what can I do instead of letting the truth. I mean, there are things I cannot do in 2 minutes. I cannot get my house that is out of control. I cannot get it under control in the one day that I have. But what can I do in this one day? Or even better, what can I do in these 2 minutes or 7 minutes or 30 minutes that I have? What is it that will make an impact versus fixating on, which is what I used to do, because I would look at the whole overall thing with my project brain and think, oh, this is going to take so much work. Well, of course I can't get my house under control in 30 minutes. But there are things I truly can do, and letting myself acknowledge that focusing on that is the thing that's going to make my house better. Great. And better is the ideal word here, right? Remember that when I work on a space in my home, I used to, because it's normal, think, okay, this is a messy space. I want it to be perfect, or I want it to even just be under control, even if we're not going to use the word perfect. And that distance was too overwhelming. And all the things that were going to be done, that were going to have to be done to make that happen, that I didn't feel super competent to do because I hadn't done them successfully in the past, made me look at it and think, okay, I don't know. Right. And so then I wouldn't do anything. But instead to say, okay, what can I do in this moment? What is the small thing that I can do completely? That's what actually ended up changing my house. Right? Like, instead of looking at it as the overall, instead saying, okay, I can't do all that, but I can do this small thing. Then that's when my house started to change. When I made my goal for this space to be better than it was before. Remember, you can't fail at better if you do even one thing. So that goal is the thing that changed my house. Changing my goal from my house being great and perfect and organized to my house being better meant that awkward pauses were fantastic because I can absolutely make this space better in whatever time I have. Remember that the no mess process is designed so that I can use it in any amount of time I have available. I can use any of the steps, but if I start with the first step and then move on with whatever amount of time I happen to have, it's only going to make things better and better and better until it finally, you know, eventually with enough awkward pauses, I can be done. So at any time, with any situation, with any level, I can look for trash. If I've got 30 seconds, if I've got 7 minutes, whatever, I can look for trash because that's the first step of the decluttering process. And if I will throw away trash for 7 minutes, oh man, I can make a huge impact on a space just doing that. Right? Even if I'm like, oh, there's not 7 minutes worth of trash to throw away, so I shouldn't. No. I can still look for trash, throw away trash. There is trash. But even if I spend 7 minutes looking for trash, I've also done the other thing that is valuable about the look for trash step, which is to look at individual items as opposed to, you know, just seeing it as, oh boy, that's an overwhelming thing. Now my brain is adjusting to what I'm actually dealing with. So that then in the next awkward pause, I again start by looking for trash because there's probably some new trash. And then I can move on into what here is easy. Okay. What can I take to its home? So knowing how to look at your situation and say, what is something I can do completely to move the overall situation forward is the thing that allows me to take advantage of and use awkward pauses to change my home. Okay. I hope that was helpful. All right. I will talk to y'all later. Bye.